You're listening to the sermon audio from Vertical Church Triad, a vertical church in Jamestown, North Carolina. For more info on our service times and location, visit us at www.verticalchurchtriad.org. You are loved.
The grace of God with us, the miraculous incarnation. If this is your first time here, my name is Matt McCarthy. I'm the lead pastor. I know that there are a lot of other churches having a similar service this evening, and the fact that you would be here tonight with us to worship. Super grateful that you are here with us. You guys enjoy that jazz music, by the way? You enjoying? Yeah, for real? It's kind of like, it's okay to clap in church. It's okay to like show some emotion. I'm going to ask you again. All right, how about this? Did you enjoy the cookies? The jazz? Yeah. I enjoyed it as well. Well, listen, if you're new here, we're going through this little Christmas Advent sermon series that we have called The Miracles of Christmas. And we've defined miracle as a surprising event that is unconventional, unnatural, unimaginable, and unexplainable. It's only possible because of the supernatural work of God. That's a miracle. This past week, as I was kind of reading the news, I came across a Christmas miracle story. It involves two guys from New Jersey named Kevin Hyde and Joe DiTommaso and their pet dog. These guys decided that they were going to sail from New Jersey to Cape Hatteras, Florida. And it's about 5-6 day trip, and they're about halfway through their trip, and they actually stopped around here. Well, I guess it's kind of around here in our state. They stopped at the Outer Banks, and as they left the Outer Banks, they encountered a huge storm. I mean, this storm had massive swells, like 40-foot waves. The wind was so strong that it blew their small little sailboat off course. What made matters worse is the fact that this huge storm, it blew the mast right off the sailboat. The boat ended up losing all its power, all its fuel. They were stranded out in the Atlantic. They ran out of food. They had run out of water. In fact, these guys went missing in the Atlantic Ocean for 10 days. Did you guys hear about this? You hear about this? No? Anybody? Yeah, a few people? Here's what's crazy. Nobody was aware that they were missing until December 11th came along, when they were supposed to show up at Cape Hatteras. And that's when the U.S. Coast Guard got involved. They ended up launching a search and rescue effort all the way from Massachusetts all the way down to Florida. They covered 21,000 square miles. Now, I don't even know how to like think about that. That's just a lot of mileage. 21,000, not 21,000 miles, 21,000 square miles. This massive rescue effort involved planes, it involved helicopters, it involved boats. In fact, even a U.S. Navy cruiser assisted in the search. Well, the good news is eventually these guys ended up rescued. And one newspaper article read this way, and this is what caught my attention right here. By some bizarre chance, a crew member of the Silver Moon, a tanker ship, happened to spot the sailboat approximately 200 miles off the coast of Delaware. Now listen, that wasn't a chance. Their rescue could be described as nothing short of a Christmas miracle. I mean, think about that, a 21,000 square mile search. I mean, this little boat was like this small little 20-foot sailboat. It would have been like a small little toothpick in the water. In fact, in an interview, neither of the two men imagined that they would ever be found alive. In their interview, they stated that they didn't think that they would ever see their family again. One of the guys, and in fact, he said, "If you don't believe in the Lord, I've got news for you." Here's why I share that story. That story, if you're these guys, and you're stranded out at sea, They were hopeless. A rescue for them, I mean, they thought they were dead. It was unimaginable. The Silver Moon, a captain, said, my second officer just noticed there was something. And he said this, is great. God sent our Silver Moon tanker ship to save them. God sent our Silver Moon tanker ship to save them. And I share that story with you simply because that story illustrates, in some ways, for those of us who know Jesus as Savior, that story illustrates our Christmas miracle story. If you remember one thing from our time tonight, I want you to remember this one thing. I call it the big idea. God did the unimaginable. God did the unimaginable in order to accomplish the impossible. The unimaginable. What's the unimaginable? Well, it's the miracle of Christmas. It's what I'm calling tonight, for those who have been tracking in our sermon series, the miraculous incarnation. There's a verse that, whether or not this is your first time in church, or maybe you've been saved for years, or if you've at least gone to an NFL football game, this is a verse that we're probably all familiar with right here. It's the verse that usually a guy has a yellow sign, and in black letters, there it says John 3:16, and they're holding it right beyond the field goal post, right? You know which sign I'm talking about there? What does that verse say? Say it with me if you know it. John 3:16, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. Always gets a little weird when everyone's quoting a different translation, right? But I think we nailed it. I think we got the message. The miraculous incarnation. The unimaginable. The unimaginable is that the holy God of the universe would send, listen, his one and only son. To do what? Here's what he did. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 probably explains it best. Speaking of Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not count equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. God loved us so much. And listen, I love when John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, because it includes a wide variety of types of people. Did you catch in that film how the way the shepherd was treated? He was considered unworthy. There are a lot of people that might even come in here this evening and you think you are unworthy. You're not worthy to stand in the presence of a holy God. Maybe you're reflecting upon past choices that you have made or past sins that you have committed, and you feel as though your sin condemns you. But here's the good news of the gospel. God loves you so much that if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone, if you call out to him as the Savior of your sins, and if you ask him to be your Lord, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. That's the miracle of Christmas. The miracle of Christmas is that God would send his one and his only. And the fact that the one and the only would be willing to leave heaven's glory and take on humanity to offer up his life for every person ever created who calls upon the name of the Lord as Savior. So this evening, I have two questions for you. Two questions. As we think about the miracle of Christmas, and specifically as we think about the miraculous incarnation, the first question is simply this. Have you been rescued? Have you been rescued? Each person in this room, we all come into this world the same exact way. We all come into this world with a sin nature. We have a natural bent towards sin. We don't want to stand in God's holy presence. We despise God. And our sin has separated us from Him. We love sin. I was reminded even tonight as we're grabbing those cookies, like my kids growing up, you know, we would have, every once in a while, we have these rules in our house, right? And every once in a while, we would say something like, hey, see those cookies on that table? Don't touch them. You leave the room, you come back in the room, right? And here's this little two-year-old with chocolate all over their face. And you say, hey, did you eat a cookie? And they look you right in the eye and they say, no. Like, who taught them that? Nobody taught them that. Nobody taught them that. They knew how to lie because their natural bent when they come into this world is to sin. But God sent His one and His only to save us from our sin. Have you been rescued? Have you called upon Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And for those who have been rescued, here's my question for you. Do you share your story? Do you share your story? You know, what I love about this story, I've been following these guys, Kevin and Joe, they're telling everybody their story. I mean, they're all over the news because they're just so grateful for their miracle. And here's the reality. Those of us who know Christ as Savior, like, we've been rescued. We're kind of like Kevin and Joe. I mean, we were doomed, and yet now we have life. So are you sharing your miraculous story? Who are you going to share your miraculous story with this Christmas? I love in that film that we just watched when the shepherd left and his words were, people must know. That's gripping right there. People must know. So two questions. For some in the room, have you been rescued? And for those in the room who have been rescued, now that you've been rescued, do you share your story? We have a story to tell. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about the Son of God taking on humanity and offering up His life so that we can worship Him. Let me pray. God, we're grateful for this miracle, the miraculous incarnation, the fact that You would send Your one and only for us. Jesus, thank You for taking on humanity so that we have a chance at eternity in the presence of a holy God. Thank You for sacrificing Your body and for offering up Your blood as the payment for all those who would call upon You as Savior and Lord. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.